for the thousands in attendance, for the millions watching around the world. Let's get ready to suck it!
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it finally happened. There is a new era in wrestling today. As you were listening to this just a couple days ago, history was freaking made. All right, Cody Rhodes finished his story. What a magical time we are in wrestling. And let me tell you what, there's a new era right now in WWE. Tonight, as I'm recording this currently, yesterday, you're listening to it now. I don't know if it really happened. Hopefully, we can get an update on it. If you're listening to this, message in the chat, message the page, tell me what you think about it. But apparently, AEW is supposed to be releasing the CM Punk footage from All In, where he had the brawl with Perry, I believe it was. Yeah, Jack Perry is his name. Wrestling is absolutely blowing up. It's unbelievable. It's freaking insane. A whole lot of cool stuff happened. I'm gonna rattle out a little bit of WrestleMania stuff that's going on, and also talk about what's going on right now today as we are having this. But WrestleMania, I hope you guys enjoyed that weekend. I blacked out basically on Saturday. I had way too much. Brett, if you're listening to this, shout out you for coming over and making me take 6 shots like a dickhead. That was a lot of fun. Hopefully you guys had a lot of fun this weekend too. Getting into the matches, I personally think the only match that did not live to the standards that I thought it would be the Usos match. It kind of broke my heart. It was more like watching, oh Lord, what's the tag team from AEW? The Young Bucks fighting each other, where they're just kicking each other in the head nonstop, 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 just sweet chin music straight to the face. That's basically all it was. I think that Jay and Jimmy actually had a better match as Jay tackled him off the stage and went through the tables on night one. I think that match was better than their actual match. But I had a whole lot of fun with a lot of friends at my house. We had a little drinking game that we did. There was 36 bets total between the 7 matches, where each of those bets were a drink. And each of the matches, the winner and loser of the match was a half drink. And actually, for fun, I know this isn't on video, this is only on audio, so give me a couple seconds. Let me add this up here. I'm going to tell you guys the bets that I won and lost. Mm-mm-mm. So for context of it, the other person has to, of course, have the other bet. The one person says yes, other person has to say no. I'll let you know what the bets are with this one. The Ray and Dom match, I lost it. I thought Dom was going to win. Ray retiring, I won. 619, over, under, 4.5, won that one. Entering in a low rider, I lost that one. And Jason Kelsey appearing, I lost that one. That was kind of cool. I enjoyed Jason Kelsey jumping in because Philly, he had to bring some Philadelphia Eagles players into it. While he is also retired, he was enjoying himself. And you could tell that he brought in that Lucha Libre mask that he wore, basically the same one in the Kansas City parades where he was absolutely blackout drunk. He had a ball in WWE, went in there, wrecked Dom, had a blast. And those are the kind of bets that I had throughout the night. So 36 bets, I lost 21 out of the 36. I lost over half, aka, as I have informed you guys, don't follow my gambling. I'm good on blackjack, but other than that, hey, we're struggling with these other bets because I also lost 5 out of the 7 main matches. I had a good handful of beer that night, let me tell you. But we're getting the matches real quick on just a really point out some high spots. The tag titles separated. I don't know how I feel about it. I like the fact that it's separated. Do I like the fact that Austin Theory has a title now? Nah. Why? Because every time I think about Vince, and I know Vince puts a bad taste in everybody's mouth, but he's good. So maybe. I like Grayson Waller. I don't really like Austin Theory that much. I don't know why. We got to see Jade back in action doing her thing. I think that match was all right. I didn't think it was terrible. I didn't think it was great. Honestly, started to black out a little bit at this point, so I couldn't really tell you. I had to go back and rewatch the main event of night one because your boy was 3 sheets to the wind. And that night, that match, unbelievable. That match was crazy. That match went on for way too long. That match was like an hour. Everybody at my house was enjoying it. Taylor, who's sitting on the other side here, left before that match, luckily. And you can go watch that whole hour of a shenanigans, but it was fun. It was a good match. I enjoyed the match, but Lord have mercy, was it long. So long to where I had to rewatch it because I didn't remember majority of what the fuck happened. It was wild. It also didn't help with the, shout out Brett, 6 shots that I did not think was going to happen to me that night. But then night 2, Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, battling it out in Bloodline Rules in this night 2, and it was truly a masterpiece of a match. It had John Cena coming back, The Undertaker coming back, The Rock coming in there again. I felt like I was like in mid-20s or mid-2000s in 2024. It was just amazing. I had so much fun with it. Going into that match, I thought that Roman was going to win halfway through it. I was starting to get a little nervous. And then seeing the beautiful moment of Cody Rhodes winning that title and everybody coming in there. I didn't cry. I get emotional when it comes to this kind of shit. I didn't even cry. I knew that shit was going to happen a little bit. So I was stoked that it happened for him. New era of WWE and everything. Seeing what Roman Reigns could potentially do. Seeing that Jacob Zilla, I believe I'm doing that right. If I'm not, I apologize. He got signed to WWE. If you guys aren't aware of who that is, that's a Bloodline member that was in the Indies. That is a fucking freak of nature. So you guys have a lot to look forward to when watching that crazy son of a bitch wrestle. So he'll be a part of the Bloodline stuff too. So all these chapters and stuff that's going to be coming out, it's going to be super fun to watch the story of the Bloodline continue on and watch what is going to happen with these chapters of WWE as a whole. And hopefully, you know, I might be a little biased. I apologize, but I don't apologize. Watch the better brand. Enjoy wrestling as a whole, but watch the better brand. Make sure you're paying attention to WWE because they're doing a lot of cool stuff. Other than that, man, this week's going to be intense. We already had Raw, which if you didn't watch Raw, that was fun. That was an awful lot of fun. I got so fried out of my goddamn mind for that first hour. I thought I was the only one that thought it was awkward as shit, but it wasn't. It was the whole world thought it was awkward as shit. But can you imagine being fried out of your butthole and then thinking, is this as awkward or is this me for an hour? And then you finally look it up on social media and you go, oh, yeah, everybody else thinks this is awkward. And then the crowd even started chanting for the first time. I've never heard this before. This is awkward. It was very weird. The Rock was like, I'm talking to Taylor right now for a second, but The Rock goes, can I hold that belt? Can I hold that belt? Because I don't know if I'll ever hold that belt. And then Cody was like, only if you let me hold your belt. And then they swapped belts. I didn't know what happened. And then they held it, and then they gave it back to each other. And I was sitting here like, what are we doing here, dude? The Rock was getting so mad. Philadelphia was underneath his skin hardcore through the whole thing. The Rock was having the worst promo and the worst time trying to talk this out. It took 45 minutes, hour free of commercials. That's a lot of money that WWE is not going to be making on commercials in that first hour. But they're sacrificing it for the product. For the first 45 minutes, it's just Cody. It's Triple H talking for a second. Then Cody. And then The Rock comes in. And The Rock comes in, bro. And The Rock did so shitty. The Rock started cussing out the crowd and everything. He was like, tell those motherfuckers to shut their mouth or something. And they had to mute it. Dude. I'm telling you, bro, I was uncomfortable the whole time. And mind you, again, I don't know if you guys were aware, fried. I'm watching this shit like, I told my wife, I was like, I wish I was more high so I could know for sure that it's just me. But I don't know if this is me. I think this is actually the product itself. But no, so going into the Raw and everything, I thought Raw after WrestleMania was fucking fabulous. I thought that everybody showcased themselves fairly well, the champions and everything else. I think that watching Dragunov, which if you guys don't know who Dragunov is, he's a very physical crackhead. No, he's not crackhead. He looks like he makes crack, though. He looks like a respectable crack maker. But he'll beat the everlasting crap out of you. I promise you that. Dude's got a finisher. That he puts his forearm up in the air. I don't even know what the name of it is. He just screams like a bat out of hell and then smashes the elbow straight into the person's jaw. It's wild. It's crazy. But I thought Raw after WrestleMania was great. Let me know what you guys think in the comments and such like that. But send us some messages. Let us know if you guys are enjoying the WWE wrestling, all right? Because WWE wrestling, I want to do this every single week. And I don't want this to be just a thing where I'm doing it for pay-per-views. I want to be able to talk to you people. And it's hard. You know, I'm sitting up here by myself talking while all three of these people are either looking at me or they're looking at their phones. And it's just me, myself, and I. But you know what? In the world of wrestling, sometimes that's all you need. You know what I'm saying? Going into Friday night SmackDown, we got Bron Breakker coming back in. He just officially is done with NXT. Very excited to see what comes up on that. We'll be talking about that next week for sure. This week, AEW. You know, I might reimburse a little bit. I might talk a little bit, but it's next week. We'll see what happens with this one because this might blow up wrestling world. If this tape that comes out is not what CM Punk has been saying this whole time, we're going to have a lot of weird stuff going on. I'm really curious about it. I hope it's what CM Punk says and AEW just looks like Boo Boo the Fool. But if not, oh buddy, there's going to be a whole lot of stuff on hands. Excited to talk about it with you guys. Let me know what you guys are thinking on that one. Thank you for listening to WW Wrestling. And make sure you guys are subscribing to this page and doing everything that you need to do. Talk to you guys soon. Peace.